as a human being, as a caring human being. So I want to thank you so very much. We're running out of time, but I want to thank you very much for your time today and for the work that you've done.
I just want to say, look, Christine, I had the courage to do this. I'm a woman. I want to see other women have the courage. I want to see other men have courage. We all need to have the courage. We all need to put our voice in here. We all need to be getting on that phone right now and supporting your station as much as we can. Get these DVDs, get the pack. We haven't even talked about this is the 100th year that the Federal Reserve is in, and that is how the film opens up. That is the most important thing that we can be doing right now is looking at that, and you need to get this film. People call in, and so you can understand how the Federal Reserve is.
The Federal Reserve is not is as I think Michael Rupert once said, the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express. It is not a good touchy-feely organization. It is a corporation, and they're there to make money, and they know how to do it very well. Petraea, I want to thank you so very much. Petraea Patrick, the filmmaker behind American Empire, thank you so very much for joining me and for creating a phenomenal piece of work that I hope lots of our listeners get a hold of and share with others. Thank you so very much, Petraea.
My pleasure.
All right. All right, folks, that was Petraea Patrick, filmmaker behind American Empire. We have literally, what do I got? I've got, Tony, two minutes to get as many of you on the phone as possible. I could use a couple folks right now calling up and getting the pack, the organic, the American Empire organic food pack. I cobbled this together just for you folks. It is a really incredible thing. For $1 a day, it's a $365 pledge. Go in on this with some other folks in your family. Maybe you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your girlfriend, boyfriend, significant other, partner, companion. Go in on this and get the organic food pack. The American Empire organic food pack gets you not only the American Empire DVD we've been playing clips from. It features some of the most amazing people. My favorite of this cast of characters is Gerald Celente. His analysis is just spot on. In the pack, you also get the organic seed kit. This is from Peaceful Valley. These are certified organic seeds, carrots, squash eye, cherries, beets, pumpkins, lettuce, all kinds of stuff. And that is a $365 pledge. Call right now, 516-620-3602. I am out of time. I want to thank so very much Tony Ryan for being my engineer today. Thank you all for listening. I'm Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI.
Emotional Justice Unplugged, in partnership with WBAI New York, presents The Swag Spot. Come on out Wednesday, June 12th for a special all-male panel and all men in the audience. Join Jeff Johnson, award-winning journalist, and Jason Davis, author, with poet Mo Beasley in a special all-male panel conversation moderated by me, Esther Armour. Who are you because of how you are loved? What lessons did you learn? What have you had to unlearn? How has that shaped you? Come on out for this powerhouse conversation at the Dwyer Cultural Center on St. Nicholas Avenue. All details on the WBAI website under announcements. This is Wagsburg, Wednesday, June 12th, a powerhouse conversation for all men. Come on out.
Is an organization that advocates killing people a worse terrorist group than one that advocates destroying property to preserve environmental laws? Not according to Homeland Security's list of domestic terrorist groups. Tune in to Tuesday's Ecologic for a discussion with Ken Gale, Joel Kupferman of the National Lawyers Guild, and some experts Joel is bringing with him. That's Tuesday, June 11th at 8 p.m. here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
And you are tuned to WBAI in New York, and we thank you all for contributing to the survival of WBAI. And WBAI, the community of this radio station, has suffered a tragedy. We lost a friend. Ibrahim Gonzalez passed away Monday, and some of us are just finding out now. I only just found out this afternoon. And I wrote something. Many people have written things. I just write, my friend, my reaction to the death, my reaction to death, at least in these latter days, is silence. When my sister-in-law called me with news of my brother John's passing, my end of the line was silent for some minutes. So too with my dear friend Ibrahim's so sudden passing. I was again silent on the other end of a slender thread. I used to be good at eulogies. I always gave a wacky, happy, mournful performance of the life and times of the dearly departed. However, now all I have are the quiet things, the quietness of memories. Quiet, quiet. All right, here was Ibrahim, a son, a husband, an uncle, a father, a grandfather, a Sufi scholar, and a friend, an artist. In all the endeavors he chose, he was a musician, composer, photographer, writer, videographer, stage and radio performer, a teacher, an administrator, a dreamer. At my age, I am in awe of all the wonderful souls that have passed through my life. I am even more moved by those that chose to stay. Ibrahim was one of these. He will live in the quietness of my memory till at last I am uplifted towards the light, and we meet again.
Thank you. This is WBAI New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM and streaming live on the web at WBAI.org, where these programs are also archived for a period of 90 days from the date of broadcast. I am Hugh Hamilton. The audio engineer is Mr. Michael G. Haskins, and the program is Talkback, a program that is dedicated to the advancement of the public understanding. We'd like to thank you very much for joining us. We'd like to thank you very much for being part of the WBAI and of the Talkback family. WBAI, a member of the Pacifica Foundation, is a listener-sponsored not-for-profit radio station, which means that we do not accept any corporate underwriting or commercial advertising of any kind. We rely on you for our direct funding from our listeners, because we believe that that is the most precise and the most reliable way of maintaining our editorial independence and integrity. So we pioneered this particular form of radio, not only the style, the format of radio, but also we pioneered this idea that you could rely on your listeners if you present the kind of programming that your listeners find to be sufficiently compelling, and if they are sufficiently invested in what it is that you do as a radio station, then you could rely on your listeners for all of your support. And that is what we have been able to do, thanks to you, for more than 50 years, for 53 years. And now we begin today our spring membership and fundraising drive this month of May in the year 2013. Today marks the beginning of our spring membership and fundraising drive. In a moment, I'm going to give you the telephone number. As soon as that number is available to me, I will give you the number that I'd like you to call with a pledge of support to WBAI. And here's how it works. When you call that number, you can make a tax-deductible contribution to WBAI at whatever is a level that is comfortable and convenient for you. There is no maximum, there is no minimum. We only ask that you essentially vote with your conscience. We ask that you make this a vote, a pledge of support for WBAI and a vote of confidence in TalkBack, because this is the program to which you are listening this afternoon. And your pledge of support, it's a tax-deductible contribution to WBAI, is what makes it possible for us to be on the air. It is what keeps the lights on and the microphones live. We thank you very much for your generosity thus far, and we hope that we can continue to rely on you for your continued support, your continued generosity, and we thank you very much in advance for a very positive response. Here's the number to call. The number is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. It was one of the great theatrical and emotional moments of contemporary history. At 4:14 p.m. on the afternoon of February 11th of 1990, Nelson Mandela walked away from Victor Verster Detention Center outside Cape Town, South Africa. And with that, the world's best-known political prisoner was finally a free man after 27 years in captivity. Mandela had been jailed as a terrorist for his part in masterminding the armed struggle of the African National Congress as it fought to overthrow the apartheid system in South Africa and establish democratic majority rule. And though he left jail both an icon and international celebrity, Mandela also knew that the hardest fight of his life was only just beginning. He still had to lead South Africa's black community to victory as the ruling white minority in that country finally bowed to the inevitable change and to the dismantling of the system of forced separation of the races, the system of apartheid, that had become a mark of negative distinction for the nation of South Africa. Mr. Mandela also had to ensure that there was a peaceful transfer of power, And he was required as well to use all of his political skills to stop the country from plunging into civil war as various groups, some of them in fact black, tried to stop the elections that would lead to the ANC, that's the African National Congress, taking power. And in doing so, he would demonstrate the qualities that he had developed during those long years in prison. And in fact, even as a child, and we're going to talk some, we're going to hear more about Mandela's childhood than you have ever heard before. Even as a child, he was going to be demonstrating qualities he had perfected over the long years of incarceration, and indeed going all the way back to his childhood, qualities such as a refusal to ever give in. That was matched by a quite extraordinary understanding and forgiveness for his opponents. Nelson Mandela was to emerge as a unique figure on the world stage, for he was seen not just as a politician who could be trusted, but as an international statesman with an unmatched moral authority. This week, on Friday, May 10th, marks the 19th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's accession to the presidency of South Africa. It was on May 10th of 1994 that Nelson Mandela was inaugurated in Pretoria as South Africa's first black president, an inauguration that was televised to 1 billion viewers around the world. It was an event attended by 4,000 guests, including world leaders from disparate backgrounds. It was a moment of unique and compelling and indeed morally reaffirming history. It was one of the most thrilling, one of the most defining moments of the 20th century. On 10th of May of 1994, when Nelson Mandela was inaugurated as South Africa's black president. And this afternoon, today, we are going to spend the duration of this program listening to the life of Nelson Mandela in his own words. You heard me correctly. We'll be listening to an autobiographical narration of his life done by aforementioned Nelson Mandela. And this is excerpted from a remarkable documentary, a documentary film called Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. It offers a captivating view of the indomitable spirit of one of the world's most fascinating figures. It is a full-length documentary film. It is 2 hours long. Well, don't make me a liar for 2 minutes. It's 118 minutes long. So that's just shy, 2 minutes shy of 2 hours. I'm just going to say 2 hours just to round it off. I'm making allowances for the amount of time it will take for you to put the DVD into the DVD player and so on. So it is 2 hours long, this remarkable and captivating full-length documentary film, Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. It follows Nelson Mandela from his early days and tribal education to his election as South Africa's first black president. It provides never-before-seen insights into Mandela's early life. This is a documentary film that takes us through Mandela's childhood, his adolescence, his career in law, and his first marriage. It is a documentary that takes us through his period period of incarceration, his release from prison after 27 years, and the campaign that led to his election as South Africa's first black president, culminating with his inauguration on the 10th of May of 1994. This is a remarkable and captivating documentary, full-length documentary, 2 hours long, and it is called Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. And now here's the thing. Because this is a fundraising edition of the program Talkback, we will make this documentary available to you as well. Nelson Mandela has been in the news recently, and with a tremendous amount of sadness, many people have noted that he is well now into his 90s. He is now 94 years old. He is well into his 90s now. He is frail. He's not doing so well, but what a remarkable life and what an enduring legacy that when the time comes, he would have bequeathed to those who will survive him. So Nelson Mandela is our focus this afternoon. And very importantly, and this is what makes this, this is why I chose today to begin our fundraiser with this presentation. First, because of the proximity to the anniversary of his inauguration. May 10th marks the 19th anniversary of his inauguration in 1994 as South Africa's black president. But also because I know that in the past few months, in the past few weeks, many of us have been reflecting on the life of Nelson Mandela and on the remarkable transformative power of a single man with an enormous and an undisputed, unchallenged level of moral authority that he has brought to the world stage, this Nelson Mandela. And in this documentary, he narrates, it is practically an autobiographical narration of his life. Because this, in this documentary, we learn things that we never before had known about Nelson Mandela's early life and so on. And so you understand where it is that Nelson Mandela had acquired and developed the strength and the moral, the commitment to moral principle and the moral authority that enabled him not only to survive and to endure, but also to lead and to become. Not only a distinguished world leader, but an exemplary world leader in so many respects, setting a tone and setting the stage in a way that very few people in our lifetimes ever could. You know, from time to time, sometimes we think, if I could live at a particular moment in history, when would that moment be? Would you want to live during, and where would it be? Would you want to live during the Crusades? Would you want to live during the Middle Ages? Would you want to live at the height of the Roman Empire? Would you want to live at the zenith of the Ottoman Empire? Would you, at what point in history would you have wanted to live? And I think that for those people who might choose to have lived in the latter part of the 20th century, the latter part of the 20th century, I think for people who would have chosen that particular time frame, a very significant part of their decision would have been informed by the remarkable experience of having shared the world stage at the same time as someone like Nelson Mandela. I remember being transfixed on February 11th of 1990 when Nelson Mandela walked out of the Victor Verster Detention Center outside Cape Town in South Africa. It was televised around the world. And I remember, I imagine like most other people who were awake at that time, being glued to the television and looking at this and wondering and saying, this is the Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela had been in prison for most of my life, and I'd grown up hearing of, you know, free Nelson Mandela, and hearing about Nelson Mandela and what Nelson Mandela represented and the struggle against apartheid. And as many of you know, I'm from Guyana, a country which, while I was growing up there, was very committed to the struggle against, to the anti-apartheid struggle, a country that, even though we were by any international standards a relatively small developing third world country, nevertheless actually made financial contributions to the struggle in Southern Africa, and it was an important part of the national moral fabric of our society growing up in Guyana, to take a strong, principled, unshakable, unequivocal position against apartheid in South Africa. So for those of us, I was here, of course, in New York in 1990, glued to the television and watching Nelson Mandela walk out of the Victor Verster Detention Center. And here's someone I had never met, obviously. Here is from a part of the world I had never visited. And yet, few things in my life have affected me as deeply and as profoundly as watching that moment in history. It is the kind of experience that makes you, if you had to relive your life and you were to say, name the 10 things that you would like to repeat in your life, the 10 experiences you would like to have, that would be one of them, to watch this happen. Of course, there are other experiences like being married, like, you know, watching your children be born and attending your children's, you know, graduation from college and so graduate school, that sort of thing. I mean, all that is great. But I'm talking here not about those intensely personal experiences that are singular and unique only to you, but I'm talking about shared experiences with other people who are not part of your immediate family, but things that bring people together and bind people together with a sense of humanity. And as the kind of experience that makes you look at the person next to you, someone you've never seen, someone you don't know, but at that moment you feel a connection, a humanness, and you realize that we're all in this thing together. And some people emerge as great global symbols of humanity. And Nelson Mandela is one of them. So this documentary, this full-length two-hour documentary film, is the full title of this documentary film is Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. But in addition to the DVD of this two-hour documentary film, as they say, wait, there's more. And here's what some of that more is. There is also a CD of... that comes with this package. The package includes, it's a very handsome, very handsomely bound package. There's also a CD of the soundtrack from the documentary. And what a soundtrack it is. We'll be sharing with you excerpts from that soundtrack over the course of the afternoon, interwoven with some of the extended excerpts from the documentary film and so on. And so you're going to be getting a taste of some of that. But there's the soundtrack. There's a separate CD with the soundtrack so that when you're in your car or when you're at home and just feel like recreating the experience, but you don't either have the ability or the inclination to look at the documentary, you can relive that experience vicariously through the music of the documentary film. So it's a full-length documentary film, and the soundtrack to the documentary we also have in this package as a separate CD. So in addition to the DVD, there's also the CD of the soundtrack. And there is also, and get this, isn't this, this is, let me see how many pages I'm looking at here. There is a beautifully bound 4-6 page full color booklet that comes with the package. It is a booklet that, with photographs and a narrative that talks about the high points, about Nelson Mandela's early life, about the high points in his career, about many of the aspects of his life that are covered in this documentary. Nelson Mandela, the activist. It talks about apartheid and the ANC response. As I said, it's a well-presented, well-crafted narrative accompanied with full-color photographic spreads in this 46-page, beautifully bound 4-6 page booklet that comes along with the package. And in addition to that, there is also a National Geographic map titled The Life of Nelson Mandela. And this is a full. This is, what are the dimensions on this thing? I'm going to try to find out what they are. I don't have a ruler with me or anything to measure it with. And I remember seeing it somewhere in all of this material that I have here. I'm going to let you know a little later on how large this map is. But it's a National Geographic map that was specially produced. For this particular project. So the map is not available anywhere else. The map, it includes a map of South Africa, including the provinces before 1994. Thank you very much. That's 21 inches by, thank you, by, let's see, is that 29? 29 and a half. So 21 by 29 and a half, call it 30. 21 by 30. Thank you very much, Mr. Grayson Challenger, who is always take a bow, who is always handy with a tool of some kind, and in this case, one of his fancy technical measuring things. So it's at 21 by 30 inches. That's the size of the map. So you're looking here at a pretty big map. That's all. That's almost 2 feet by 3 feet. So it's 21 inches by 30 inches. That's the size of the map. It includes a map of modern-day South Africa. It also includes smaller maps that are inlaid or inset into this larger display of the provinces before 1994, of the homelands in South Africa. Remember the black homelands in South Africa, which were part of the essence of the apartheid system. It also shows how the geographic configuration of the provinces today. It also includes a narrative of the life of Nelson Mandela and beautiful captions accompanying wonderful historic photographs of Mandela and at different points in his career, and also some of the really great figures to have emerged from South Africa in addition to Nelson Mandela. Like, I'm looking right now at a wonderful picture of Hugh Masekela, and that instrument he's holding in his hand. I'm holding this up to the microphone so you can see it. What do you think that instrument is? No, it is not a trumpet. That instrument is a flugelhorn, is what it is. So there. It's really a beautiful package, and all told, you get it as a thank you gift with your pledge of $100 to WBAI. That's a $100 tax-deductible contribution to WBAI. Gets you the Mandela set with DVD, booklet, and CD. And it all comes from the producers together in a wonderfully, beautifully bound package. And it is what a wonderful way to begin this spring membership and fundraising drive. And this is the kind of gift that will keep on giving. This is not the sort of thing that you can, you can't reproduce this because however they do this at the manufacturers, you can't replicate on your own the DVD. So you have to get the entire package. But if what a wonderful gift this would be if you already have one of these, if you can share it with someone else. And it is the kind of thing that you want to keep because it will bear repeated visits. It's a wonderful package that will be an important part of the education of your children and your nieces and nephews and the other young people in your neighborhood who might not have lived through this bit of history. And who might have only a remote understanding or appreciation of what it represents. But here you have an opportunity to bring this alive in your living room or in your den or in whatever place of shared recreational activity and relaxational engagement you might have in your household or wherever it is that you relax and engage in recreation. This package is called, when you call the number, ask for the Mandela set. It is the Mandela set. It is the only thing we're offering this afternoon. And that is another decision I made as a matter of principle today, because after our recent experiences, I wanted to be sure that we simplify things as much as possible. So here is the number to call. It is 516-620-3602. That's the number to a call center where professional call answering people are going to be and taking your call. And when you call at that number, 516-620-3602, you can let them know that you'd like to make a pledge of support to WBAI, and you can let them know the level. You can tell them, I'd like to make a $25 donation to WBAI, or I'd like to make a $50 donation to WBAI, or I'd like to make a $500 donation to WBAI. Whatever it is, there's no minimum, there's no maximum, there's no cover, no minimum. Whatever it is that works for you, whatever is most convenient and comfortable for you. And when you make a pledge of support to WBAI at the $100 level this afternoon, we will send you the gift of this Mandela set. The DVD, it's a package. It's just ask for the Mandela set with DVD, CD, and booklet. The full title of the documentary film is Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. But you don't have to remember all that. Just ask them for the Mandela set. And this is the only thing we're offering this afternoon during this time slot. The only thing that we're offering on today's edition of Talkback. It's Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. Just ask for the Mandela set with DVD, CD, and booklet. Because, of course, the set comes with the CD of the soundtrack and a booklet, a beautiful full-color booklet that includes a narrative on the life of Nelson Mandela, as well as beautiful full-color photographs of Soweto, life in the and life in the homelands, photographs of modern-day South Africa, historic photographs of Nelson Mandela as a boxer, Nelson Mandela as a young man, as an activist. It includes photographs, historic photographs from, archival photographs, I should say, of life under apartheid in South Africa and so on. It's a 46-page, very well put together, very well, beautifully bound, well crafted. And, of course, it also includes this full color 21-by-30-inch National Geographic Special Edition map of South Africa and the life of Nelson Mandela. It is actually called The Life of Nelson Mandela, South Africa. And it includes geographic features of South Africa, both historic and contemporary, as well as a number of historic photographs depicting high points in the life, highlights in the life of Nelson Mandela, as well as highlights and high points in the history of South Africa. And it also includes some photographs of this looks like a picture of the Mahotela Queens. You remember Machlatini and the Mahotela Queens? They're a South African performing group, a group of musicians. Machlatini has one of those unique South African styles of music. You're going to be hearing all that music, by the way, in this documentary as well. So it's really a wonderful way to say thank you. For us to say thank you to you for your support this afternoon at the $100 level. And we're very pleased to do that. So a $100 pledge to WBAI gets you this Mandela set with CD, DVD, booklet, and map. You get all of that in this package. It's Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. So here's the number to call. It is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Here is something else that I want to let you know ahead of time. I am not going to be here tomorrow, Thursday. What I requested when I spoke with my boss here at the station is Kathy Davids, who is the head of the Public Affairs Department. And when I spoke with her about this drive, I said, well, look, let me have 3 hours on opening day. So instead of coming in here for 2 hours on Wednesday and again 2 hours on Thursday, I'd like to get a nice 3 hour spread on Wednesday afternoon on the opening day so that we can share as much of this presentation with listeners, and we can also play some of the really great music that comes from the soundtrack of this film, and also we can hear some of the really wonderful incidental music. And I know that Mr. Michael G. Haskins, our director of incidental music and audio engineer, will also have a wonderful range of complimentary music. I imagine that that listener who wrote to us would be very pleased to hear that. Would also have a wonderful assortment of complimentary music, complimentary with an E there. So thank you very much indeed. This is WBAI New York, where it is now 30 minutes after the hour. Please continue to call. The number is 516-620-3602. You're not going to hear the phones ring here. Okay, you remember this from the last time. You're not going to hear the phones ring here because this number is being answered at a call center that is removed from where we are. We are in our studios here at City College in Harlem, but this call center is located somewhere else. So you're not going to hear the phones ringing here. I can only ask you to take our word for it that others are calling, and we'd like you to join those who are calling. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602, with a pledge of support at a level that is comfortable and convenient for you. Whatever works for you. 516-620-3602 is the number to call. And when you make a pledge at the $100 level, we'll send you this Mandela full-length documentary, two-hour documentary. Just ask for the Mandela set. You'll get the DVD of the documentary film. You'll get the CD of the soundtrack. You'll also get the 46-page full-color booklet. And you'll also get the special edition National Geographic map on the life of Nelson Mandela and South Africa. All of that as a thank you gift with your pledge at the $100 level. So please continue to call while the presentation is in progress. We thank you very much for your support here now. Nelson Mandela, son of Africa, father of a nation.
Hatred that lasted for centuries. It was here in the Eastern Cape that Nelson Mandela was born in 1918. He was of royal blood, a descendant of Tembu chiefs, part of the Xhosa nation. He was called Rholihlahla Madiba Dalibunga Mandela.
When I went to school, the lady teacher, Miss Mdingane, asked, "What is your name?" I told her my African name, Rholihlahla. She says, "No, I don't want that one. You must have a Christian name." So I say, "No, I don't have one." She says, "You are, from today, you are going to be Nelson." That's how I earned the name Nelson, not given by my parents. In fact, my mother, who has never gone to school, took me one day to a doctor. And the doctor asked, "Now, what is his name?" She said, "Nelisile." His name is Nelisile. Because it was a white name, you see, and they couldn't pronounce it properly.
These graves mean a great deal to me because my beloved parents lie here. And it arouses a great deal of emotion for me to be here because it would be fair to say part of myself lies buried here.
Besimoyika ebethu kufikile ubhuti engenandaba zakugeza anozithetha nani ubhuti ningena ugeze khona besimoyika le ndawo kuyakhe yobunkokheli sayibona yayibonakala esemncinci sasimoyika esoyikwa
besihlala equnu izindlu ebesinazo phaya equnu ibizizindlu zesixhosa ezenziwe ngenca lukamama ibidibene nekatata sinendlu yethu singabantwana yokubasela ikhona indlu yabafana basekhaya yamakhwenkwe
sakhula sizingela sidlala izinduku silusa izinkomo Sijela
My father was a polygamist with four wives, nine children. I grew up in that atmosphere where we played together, fought against one another, but ate from one dish. We grew up in the felt, looking after stock, sheep, goats, horses, and cattle. Also, during the day, we do all sorts of things. You hunt rabbits, birds. One of our favorite pastimes was stick fighting. You have one stick on the left hand to parry the blows from the other boys, and then on the right hand, a stick to hit with. By the way, one of the marks of the sticks I still have. Yeah, there it is. I was hit here by another boy. My mother, she was my first friend in the proper sense of the word. She was not an emotional person. She was completely controlled, calm, at peace with herself and with the world. And I had a great deal of respect for her. A lady who never went to school, who could not read and write, but who was able to listen to the enlightened Christian in the village and became a Christian, in spite of the fact that my father wouldn't come near Christianity. She was approached by those neighbors who were, according to the standard of the day, a bit educated, and asked that I should be sent to school. When I went to school, my father then gave me his writing breeches, and he cut it. And then they had a twine, which I used as a belt. And also he gave me his shirt. That is how I went to the school for the first time. Then one evening, I saw my father lying on his back and the two ladies attending to him. And I subsequently learned that he was ill.
Udada utasawugula, wabiza inkosi kwakusithiwa ngujongi ndaba. Wathi udada kujongi ndaba. Mhlakazi, nasi isicaka sakho. Ndisinikezela kuwe ukuze umfundise lo mntana. Ngoba lo mntana ndiyambona uba inkqubela yakhe ibheka phambili. Uzumfundise. Siya kukunyamezela isicaka sakho. Ndikhona ke ngokwatshoyo tata.
Then one evening, he suddenly called to the young wife and asked her to bring her his pipe and tobacco. But because he was coughing, my parents, you know, my mother's consulted and decided not to give him the pipe. But he insisted. And now that I remember very clearly, calling upon the youngest wife, no diamonding, give me my tobacco, give me my pipe. Eventually, they couldn't resist the pressure and gave him the pipe and lighted it, and he started smoking. Then he became quiet. For some time, he started smoking, and I just saw the pipe dropped. That's how he passed away. I went to Mkhwebezweni when I was 9. The regent, David Dalenjewo, brought me to his place so that he could bring me up. He had 2 children, Justice, who was going to be the heir to the chieftaincy, and a daughter called Nomafu. He brought me up as his own child. He wanted me to be the chief counselor to the king. That was what I was groomed for. That is the one, and we'll just go inside. All right. I slept here with the future chief of this area, Justice Mtikaga, the father of the present chief. So he was a sportsman. He played rugby, played soccer, he played cricket. He was 4 years older than myself. He is a person who loved me very much. I grew up in Nalinkundla. This was the royal court, the king's court. So you were dealing with elders of the tribe who were experts in tribal custom and law. As a boy, I would bring food to them. I would bring a beer to them. And I would perform errands for them. It was from them that I heard about the battles of olden times. The battles that were fought from the Fish River by the Xhosas. The series of wars over 100 years. Our people fighting with spears against gunpowder. They told these stories and the bravery of the traditional leaders who led those battles.
Become an advisor to the king, Nelson needed higher education, and with the support of the chief, he went to the best schools available to blacks.
The first college I went to, I concentrated on my studies. That is where I did my standard 6, form 1, form 2, form 3, in Clarkbury, the one we visited. Special interest in all students, all teachers in this country. It is absolutely important that you have the knowledge to serve your country and your people. Out of you, we are going to have members of parliament
ambassadors, prime ministers, you are going to command our armies. Every one of you are potential leaders who, if they take the challenge, will change the face of South African history. And that is my dream. Diabolo. Then I went to Hilltown in the Ciskei for my trick. Now the principal, Dr. Wellington, used to address us and say, I am a descendant of the famous Duke of Wellington who crushed Napoleon and saved civilization for Europe and for you, the natives. And those days would clap, you see. It was when I was in Hilltown that the poet Mkai visited the institution. And in the course of reciting, he called all the nations of the world to come before him because he was going to divide the stars. And he says, you Europeans, the English, the Germans, the French, I give you the constellation because it is the largest group of stars in creation. I am giving you this group of stars because you are greedy nations. You quarrel over plenty. You have started wars which have caused, brought suffering and grief to millions of people throughout the world. Then he called the nations of Asia and Africa. And at the end of it, he says, now you come, House of Xhosa. Inkwenkwezi ebaluleke ngaphezu kwezinye inkwenkwezi. Inkwenkwezi yokubala iminyaka. Iminyaka yobudoda. It is the custom amongst the Xhosas that when a boy reaches a certain age, he should undergo circumcision. It is so deeply entrenched that even in prison, prisoners circumcised one another. I was 16 years of age when we were taken to the circumcision school. We discarded our clothing and we were instructed to sit on new blankets with our legs open. And I heard the first boy saying, Ndindoda, I am a man. Which is what you are supposed to say the moment the expert has cut your foreskin. It is an assegai, a spear. Not sterilized, no anesthetic.
He just catches your foreskin and in a quick movement, like this. And before I was aware of it, the operation was over. But the pain had gone right into my bones, into my marrow. And as this operation is being conducted, the men are looking very carefully in your face to see what your reaction is going to be. Because when you say, I am a man, they want to see it themselves. The body language must also say so. And I must confess that the pain paralyzed me momentarily. And I was not as forthright and strong as the other boys that preceded me. Hearts that they destroy by fire. You have buried your childhood. You have entered now the face of a man, a very outstanding speech was made by the brother of the king, Chief Meliqili. He addressed us and said, what a pleasure to see such young men who are now going to handle the affairs of the tribe. There are those who are going to go back to school, but they will never be anybody in this country because of the policy of the white man. They will be soldiers. Will never be able to fight for the freedom of your people because they will have no guns. Nevertheless, we expect that now that you are men, you will fight for the liberation of your people from the bondage which has been cast upon us by the white man. I came to Johannesburg in April 1941, running away from a forced marriage. The girl to whom I was going to get married was in love with justice. So this was a problem for us. We decided to run to Johannesburg.
In the 1940s, Johannesburg was a boom town. Mandela and his cousin Justice joined thousands of Africans pouring into the city in search of work.
We went to Crown Mines, where the king had arranged for Justice to get a job there. The induna said, but the king did mention this to me, but he didn't actually say you were coming. So Justice was very clever. He says, no, he said, because he had spoken to you, there was no need for an introduction, and that I could bring my brother here to get a job. And the induna says, oh, yes. No, that's true. He had mentioned about you, and we'll fix up your brother. Gave him a job as a watchman for a week or two, also at preparing a space for him. But you'll get a job as a clerk.
Pambani, my daughter. one afternoon, the Induna came to our office. Justice, where's the letter from the king? And Justice said, but we had discussed the matter with you when we arrived. No, 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 no. The king could never allow you to come here without a written letter authorizing you to come here and that I should give you a job. Where's the letter from the king? No, but we had explained this. And he took out a telegram. Here is a telegram from the king. Send boys home at once. Send boys home at once. You must go home.
Mandela defied the chief's order to go home. And at 23, with no job and no money, he ended up in Alexandra, a black ghetto outside Johannesburg.
(516) 620-3602, 23 years old, with no money, no job. He ends up in Alexandria, black ghetto outside Johannesburg. The story will continue when we return after the break. But right now, we're taking this moment to ask you to join those who are already on the line and who are calling this number, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. That is the number to call with your pledge of support to listener-sponsored commercial-free WBAI New York. We're going to give you some dialing music while you do that. Remember, your $100 tax-deductible contribution to WBAI this afternoon gets you this full-length documentary, as well as you get the full-length documentary film on DVD together with the soundtrack on CD. There's a 46-page full-color booklet with beautiful archival and other photographs featuring the high points in historic moments in Nelson Mandela's life and in the life of the South African people. There's also a 21 by 30 inch special edition map from National Geographic that is part of this package on the life of Nelson Mandela, South Africa. The documentary is called Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. And you get this as a thank you gift with your pledge at the $100 level. Just call in that number, 516-620-3602, and just let them know that you'd like to have the Nelson, the Mandela set, okay, with the DVD, CD, and booklet and so forth. In fact, here's a bit from the soundtrack to this documentary. A bit of dialing music while you call 516-620-3602. And we thank you very much for your support. This is WBAI New York, where it is now 1 minute after 4 o'clock.
Sing a praise in love.
All right, Jennifer Jones and Hugh Masekela, Son of Africa. That from the soundtrack to this remarkable documentary film. It's a 2-hour full-length documentary film, Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. That's actually the title track of this film. That one is called Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. This is WBAI New York, and we are on the first day of our spring membership and fundraising drive. We are featuring this afternoon the life of Nelson Mandela in his own words. It's an autobiographical narration of his life by Nelson Mandela in this full-length documentary film, Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. This is in this documentary, as you have been hearing, you heard about Nelson Mandela. You heard a first-hand account. Where else did you hear, or could you have heard, a first-hand account by Mandela himself of his ritual circumcision at the age of 16. He narrated that the men in the studio we locked our knees together at moments of the narration, you know, when he was talking about how painful it was and so forth. But this is the kind of detail that you get from this documentary film, and it is what a wonderful way to revisit and acquaint ourselves with the life of this remarkable human being, Nelson Mandela. And the thing is that people who are so much larger than life, people like Nelson Mandela, they exist sometimes in our imaginations. In our imaginations, they exist in a manner that is set apart from other human beings. We don't think of them in the same basic, simple human terms as we think of everybody else. And this is in part because they are such larger than life figures, such larger than life characters, a man of such enormous moral authority as Nelson Mandela, and the way in which he was able to navigate, first of all, the position, the principled position that he took in the anti-apartheid struggle. Do you know, you're going to hear about his trial a little later on, but at the now famous Rivonia trial, you remember that when Mandela was, he had been accused of high treason, but then he was eventually acquitted, and it was in a second trial that he was convicted and sent to prison. That was the famous Rivonia trial, where Mandela faced the charge that he had plotted and engineered the commission of acts of violence and destruction throughout the country. Now he fully expected that he was going to be hanged, as were so many who had continued in that anti-apartheid struggle. But nevertheless, Mandela remained defiant as ever. He appeared in court in tribal dress. You might have seen those photographs of Mandela appearing in court at his trial in tribal dress, and from the dock he delivered what has become one of the most powerful speeches, not only of his life, but one of the most powerfully defiant and principled speeches of all time. Mandela said, "I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and achieve. But if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die." Now, how many people do you know who, facing the almost certainty of, first of all, facing the certainty of conviction and the almost certainty of being executed by hanging, how many people do you know would have the courage of their conviction sufficient to articulate a statement of such principled defiance as that? And this is the sort of thing that sets some people in the world apart from other people. We think of people like Martin Luther King. We think of people like Nelson Mandela, his great historic figures whose significance in human history is transcendental. And this is why we this afternoon are revisiting the life and times of Nelson Mandela. You've heard so far this afternoon a great deal about his childhood, his upbringing, and you have an understanding of some of what went into his formative years as a young man growing up in South Africa. And when we return to this documentary in a moment, you'll hear more about his commitment went to continuing education, about his career in the law, his commitment to higher academic studies, and you'll also hear about his career as an anti-apartheid activist. All of that you'll be hearing when we return in a moment. But we do need to hear from you. We need 30 of your calls. 30 of your calls in the next 5 minutes, and then we'll return to more of this, okay? 30 of your calls in the next 5 minutes. That's what it would take for us to be on track on this first day of our spring membership and fundraising drive here at WBAI. The documentary is Mandela, Son of a Nation, Son of Africa. Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. And this documentary is available as a thank you gift to you as part of a beautiful package that includes the DVD of the documentary film. And what a stunning film it is. You know, you can only hear the audio, obviously. For those who do not speak any of the South African languages, Afrikaans, Xhosa, Zulu, for those who don't speak any of those languages, you can rest assured that there are subtitles where individuals are speaking those languages. So you'll be able to follow along as we are here. You're just getting the audio. And believe me, the audio is just a small part of what a powerful and compelling and riveting documentary film this is. If you're only now joining us, we're listening to The Life and Times of Nelson Mandela in his own words on this first day of our spring membership and fundraising drive here at listener-sponsored, commercial-free WBAI New York. You can make a pledge of support to this radio station at any level that is comfortable and convenient for you. The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Your $25, $35, $50, $75, $100, $150, $500 pledge, your $5,000 matching fund, as our colleague Michael G. Haskins likes to ask for. All of that, they're all very welcome, and we thank you very much for that support. And this afternoon, we're very pleased to announce that when you make a pledge at the $100 level, we'll send you this beautifully bound, wonderfully produced, and very, very handsomely bound, very attractive, and exquisitely put together package. This Mandela set that includes the DVD of the film, it includes a CD of the soundtrack, it also includes a beautiful 46-page. High quality glossy booklet in full color, containing both a narration, both a narrative, a scripted narrative on the life of Nelson Mandela, as well as beautiful archival and other photographs in color and black and white of various aspects of life in South Africa and in various moments in the history of South Africa and in the life of Nelson Mandela. And there's also this 21 by 30 inch special edition National Geographic map on the life of Nelson Mandela. It is a map of South Africa and the life of Nelson Mandela. It's a beautiful 21 by 30 inch map, a special edition produced by National Geographic. That is also a part of the package. And you get all of that with a pledge at the $100 level. So the number again, 516-620-3602. Remember, we need 30 of your calls. I'll find out in a moment how far along we are. We should be, I would imagine we should be at least maybe about half the way there, I would hope. This number, this 516 number, is an off-site number. It's a call center. So it is not physically located here in the studio or within proximity of where we are in the studio here at City College. This is somewhere located somewhere else. So we're communicating with them via the internet in order to keep track of what's happening, which is why you're not hearing the phones ring in studio. I know that, like you, we would have preferred to have the phones ringing in studio because it gives us also a sort of oral reinforcement of what is happening. But it is what it is, and we ask you to call that 516 number. We are in touch with them via the internet to figure out how far along we are. 516-620-3602 is the number. Oh, and they was telling you about this National Geographic special edition National Geographic map of South Africa that includes not only maps of various several maps of South Africa. There's a contemporary map of South Africa, and there are inset other maps that are inset into this larger display, including a map of the provinces before 1994, a map of the South African homelands, a map of the provinces today. There's a map depicting the path of Bantu migration in South Africa. And there are also several glossy, full-color photographs of Nelson Mandela and other historic figures in South Africa, as well as some popular figures such as the musician Hugh Masekela and a number of other musicians. Here's a picture that looks like the Mahotela Queens. It looks like to me. So it's really such a wonderful souvenir, and as well as the kind of gift that we'll keep on giving for a long time to come. And this will be part of your active audiovisual library, I can assure you. The number again, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. I'm just going to ask Michael G. Haskins, our audio engineer, director of Incidental Music, to chime in here, to weigh in here with a good afternoon and a word of encouragement to you. Good afternoon, Mr. Michael G. Haskins.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Hugh. I'm happy to be here as always, and I'm so thankful that the listeners have tuned in to Talk Back this afternoon. This is a very, very important afternoon, this first day of fundraising here during our spring fundraising and membership drive. And as Hugh said, we need 30 calls, and I think we've gotten to about 15 calls right now, so we need another 15 of you right now to give us a call at 516-620-3602. It's 516-620-3602. We operate as a team, Hugh and myself, doing Talk Back, and you are a part of that team as well. You listen to this program Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5 without commercial interruption. And when we ask for you, when we come to you to ask for your support, we know that you can't do it every time, but we know that many of you haven't pledged during the last drive. We know we ask a lot, but some of you have not pledged. And we're asking those of you who have not made the pledge to step forward right now and give us a call at 516-620-3602. A $100 contribution would help us this afternoon. It helps us to maintain the editorial independence of this program, of this radio station. We're listener-sponsored and commercial-free for over 50 years, and it's thanks to you. So let's hear it right now. Let's hear from you right now. Just make the call. We won't be able to hear it, but we'll be able to see it coming in on the internet. It's 516-620-3602. This is the first day of the spring fundraising drive. This is your Talk Back with Hugh Hamilton. You listen every day, Monday through Thursday. So we're asking you to make that call, and we want to thank you so much. You know, what gives us the encouragement to keep going on is when the listeners call in, when you pledge your support to WBI, when you send in these contributions for this radio program. That's what gives us the wherewithal to go on to do this again and again and yet again. So thank you so much, listeners. Thank you so much, supporters of Talk Back. Thank you so much, partners in WBAI, 516-620-3602.
Indeed, and thank you very much, Mr. Michael G. Haskins, as we prepare now to return to more of this remarkable documentary, Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. Remember, when you call that 516-620-3602, your $100 tax-deductible contribution gets you the Mandela set. just ask for the Mandela set, which includes the DVD, the CD, the 4- to 6-page booklet, as well as the special edition National Geographic map on the life of Nelson Mandela. Quite a wonderful, very handsomely bound, well-put-together package, and it's available as a thank you gift to you with your pledge at the $100 level. When we return in a moment to this documentary, we'll be rejoining Nelson Mandela at the age of 23. You know, so now we're up to remember Mandela was born in 1918. So at the age of 23, we're now talking about 1941. In 1941, when Mandela moved to the big city, Johannesburg, to escape from a marriage that had been arranged by the angry regent who had raised him, Mandela, who at that time was 23, threw himself into this big city living and then into politics. But it was not easy. For a time, he found a job as a night watchman in the gold mines, but his ambition has always been to become a lawyer. And with help from that other great South African political activist, Walter Sisulu, he managed to get a job as a clerk in a white law firm. He also studied law at Wits University from 1943 to 1949, while at the same time holding down his job and at the same time becoming increasingly involved in the political struggle for black African rights. In Johannesburg, he had been forced, like other black South Africans, to travel on the blacks-only trams, and even at university, he had been barred from a cafe because of his color. So Mandela became increasingly activist. He began to fight back. He joined in the successful mass boycott of the city's buses following an increase in fares, and made contact with the African National Congress, which at the time was already the leading black political organization. Then later on in 1944, he joined the executive committee of the ANC's New Youth League with his friends Walter Sisulu and Oliver Tambo, both of whom he had known since student days. And those three men, Mandela, Tambo, and Sisulu, would play a key role in the history of the ANC and, of course, South Africa. Sisulu became ANC Secretary General, while Mandela and Tambo became members of the National Executive. And as we know, this week, May 10th, marks the 19th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's accession to the presidency of South Africa, being inaugurated as the country's first ever black president on May 10th of 1994. So this week marks the 19th anniversary of Mandela's accession to the presidency in an inaugural ceremony in Pretoria that was televised to over 1 billion viewers worldwide, an event attended by some 4,000 guests, including world leaders from disparate backgrounds. And what a moment in history it was. So let's return now to more of the documentary, but please continue to call the number 516-620-3602. Remember that your support of TalkBack is what enables us to remain on the air. Quite frankly, that's what it boils down to. In order for this radio station to remain on the air, it is your support that keeps the lights on and the microphones live. This is a moment when some people are betting against WBAI. This is a moment when some people are betting against programs like TalkBack. But, you know, don't bet against us, okay? We want you to be a part of our army of support out there. We want you to be a part of what keeps this radio station as a unique an exemplary diadem in the middle of the FM dial. So please call 516-620-3602 with your tax-deductible pledge of support at a level that is comfortable and convenient for you. 516-620-3602. And we thank you very much for your support. Let's return now to more of Mandela, son of Africa, father of a nation.
Family, Thomas. This was a very kind family, because on Sundays they would give me a dish at lunch, food at lunch. Meat, rice, vegetables,
And it will be brought to me by one of their ladies, a very attractive girl. Now, I wanted to take her out, but I was conscious that she's in a class far above me. My boyfriend was a chap with a beautiful modern suit, a hat, you know, and a suit with a waistcoat. And he would stand outside the yard, you know, waiting for her with hands, you know, in his waistcoat. And I looked at this chap and I feel, man, I can't compete with this fellow.
Black South Africans were not allowed to live in Johannesburg. Every day they poured into the city to work. The jobs were menial, the wages were pitiful. There were very few black businessmen. An exception was Walter Sisulu, who owned a real estate agency.
He was young and impressive. And it was the first time for me to see a black man with an office and with a typist. And the time I arrived at this typist, you see, was playing on the keyboard, you know. And this fascinated me very much. And eventually, we were called inside. And I met this man. I told him that I wanted to be a lawyer.
That interested me because I had been working with white lawyers in my agency. Here was a budding young man who could take a leading position. And once he is a lawyer, he could be the great asset in the community.
In 1942, Mandela moved into the Sisulu's tiny house in Soweto. He studied law at night, and each day took the train to Johannesburg, where he worked as a clerk in a law office. A job that Sisulu had got for him. Through Sisulu, his interest in politics grew, and politics for Sisulu meant the African National Congress. The ANC, founded in 1912, was the oldest and largest black political party opposing white minority rule.
It was when I came into the African National Congress that I realized that Xhosas are only a part of the African people. That the task of the ANC was to unite the African people and out of them build a nation.
Another major influence in Mandela's life was Oliver Tambo, a brilliant student and debater. He had also set his sights on becoming a lawyer.
Mandela was less of intellectually confident than Tambo was always the thinker, the reflector, who Mandela enormously looked up to. That partnership between the two, I think, was always crucial, much more than people realize. The combination of this rather monkish, intellectual, very Christian figure of Tambo, and the more military, the more, as it were, physically confident and commanding presence of Mandela, with strong pressure from Tambo Sisulu Mandela, the African National Congress was in fact becoming much more a liberation movement.
Nelson always stuck out. No matter how hard he tried, I mean, he joined the boxing club and he went off with the chaps jogging, and he believed, I think, that he was just one of the crowd. He was just like everybody else, but he could never pull it off.
Mr. Mandela tended to be kingly. You were careful what you said to him even then. I mean, he was young, athletic, loved boxing. But when you spoke to Mr. Mandela, you chose your words carefully.
I joined the African National Congress by becoming a member of the Youth League in 1944. And that is the year in which I got married.
You got married in October. And then stay together. And we had no house. as well, because it has a very scarce that time. We're staying with my sister at the City Deep Mines. Nelson was studying, so I got some post at the mines, and I worked there for about a year. And the salary was very low. 7 pounds 10 that time. It was terrible.
News from Government House Pretoria, where South Africa's newly elected Prime Minister, Dr. Malan, was sworn in by the Governor General of the Union, Mr. Van Zyl, at the beginning of a new chapter in South Africa's history.
Comrade Oliver said, well, I like this because we now know we have an enemy in power. And I think that we're going to have a better opportunity of mobilizing our people.
They came in the heat of rum to freeze the beat of my drum. Oh, people, take note. I wasn't allowed to vote. They sang a song, sharp as the devil's throng. They spoke in the gun and rifle tone, and I answered in the language of stone.
Our policy is one which is called by an Afrikaans word, apartheid. And I'm afraid that has been misunderstood so often. It could just as easily, and perhaps much better, be described as a policy of good neighborliness. Accepting that there are differences between people, but while these differences exist, and you have to acknowledge them, at the same time, you can live together, aid one another, but that it can best be done when you act as good neighbors always do.
The reality of apartheid was that whites ruled, blacks served. The everyday symbol of apartheid was the pass, the identity document that was a black person's proof of existence. Without it, you were illegal. A policeman could demand to see your pass anytime, anywhere. And if you didn't have it, you were thrown into jail. Whole black ghettos were destroyed or removed simply because they were too close to white homes.
In 1952, we launched a defiance campaign where we selected 6 unjust laws and defy them so that we can go to jail and be able to focus attention on these unjust laws. We had to train the volunteers to show them how they should resist provocation by the regime. All our people had accepted that those who participate in this struggle had to be absolutely disciplined and non-violent.
Situation, the first one to volunteer would be Nelson. Who led the June 26 strike in 1950? Nelson Mandela. Who presented a plan for civil disobedience? Nelson Mandela. Who is the first to volunteer? Nelson Mandela. He avoided all the clashes for position in the organization. He never got involved. I mean, we elected him to the position of president of the ANC Youth League. In his absence, he wasn't even there.
In 1953, Mandela and Tambo became partners in the first African law firm in the country.
Their office was more like a crowded doctor's waiting room than a legal office where people come by appointment. Oliver was the better theoretical lawyer than Nelson, but nobody could really touch Nelson as a trial lawyer whose presence was really felt.
When he walked into court, everybody took note of him. The prosecutor, the magistrate, the interpreter, the police constables, to say nothing of the public gallery. All he needed to do was to turn around and look, and there's almost a flare-up of enthusiasm around him.
He upset prosecutors, policemen, and magistrates for not being subservient, particularly when he cross-examined whites. Women would be absolutely shocked that an African could stand up and ask them questions.
I once heard a case of rape where a black man had raped a white woman. One of the essential points of the charge in rape is that there should have been penetration. So when I cross-examined her on this, for her in a court of law, in the presence of black clients, to admit that there was penetration was something too serious, too humiliating. And she said, no. I said, but are you saying that your statement that you gave to the police was wrong? Are you saying that there was no penetration? He says, there was no penetration. And of course, that was the essence of the case.
In 1955, the ANC put out a call to opposition groups of all races from all over the country. They came together to approve the Freedom Charter. The charter spelled out the demands for the creation of a free, democratic, and multiracial South Africa. Mandela, one of the key organizers of the event, had been prohibited by the police from attending any public gatherings. He watched secretly from the sidelines.
He could do anything for the politics. The family comes second, but the politics comes first.
He was hardly ever around. He was organizing. In those days, you didn't travel by planes, when you were organizing the ANC, you travel by whatever lift you could get, or you travel by bus, or you travel by train. So you were away from home all that much longer.
Sometimes you go home and come back in the early hours of the morning. And when I asked him, where have you been? No, I have no policeman in the house to ask where I've been. Can't ask me that. So, all right, I kept quiet.
Evelyn herself didn't think that the